Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm finna start the show now. We got Yacht Out Black on the Kimberly Anderson show. Hold on, Yacht Out Black. I got you.
All right.
If you want to rise by, you gotta get
times you be phony, but yet you still wonder why you're lonely. When you're really trying to ride your tide waves, you said you ain't had your ocean surf in 5 days. I'm trying to toy your body like in 5 ways, but you selfish tonight. You say the vibe ain't right.
If you want to ride by, you gotta get
welcome to Keeping It Real, Real Talk with Kimberly Anderson, Atlanta Mix 108 with Music Nation. Today's guest, we have an up-and-coming artist with Release Fire Entertainment, and he has been in the music business for 6 years now. From Baltimore, Maryland, Yadat Black.
What's good? Yadat, how you feeling?
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Good to have you back on my talk show. So how have things been going with you?
It's been going well. Still active with the music, working on my musical Homicide Volume 2 mixtape, which will be releasing sometime in the end of December. I'm not sure on what date I want to put it out on. But it'll be available on natpiff.com. Also, it'll be available on Spinrella as well.
Okay. That's good. And we like to hear stuff like that. That's good. All right, okay. So everything be going fine tonight?
Yeah, I'm having a great night. I talked to one of my artists, actually, Miss T, that was the vocalist on that song, Right Vibe. So we're brainstorming on, you know, getting the video prepared, because a lot of people say that they love that song, you know, so we just really released it. So we're about to work on a video and make that visual happen for everybody, because it's a laid-back song. It kick off Boo Lovin' season, you know, and it's just something that you can, you know, sip your little wine, too, you know, and just relax, too. So we're going to make sure that we bring that visual, you know, and work hard to get that to y'all within this month.
Okay, that's good. So so where did you get your stage name from?
Yada Black came from, I had a homeboy in high school, and it was more of a geeking, like something that we, a term and be more we use geeking, like it was just something that we used in the hallway, and we used to walk by each other, and when you see each other, he'd be like, yeah, that black, and I'd be like, yeah, that pearl. So I took that phrase and just put it in front of my name, because, you know, as I got older, you know, I started getting a little bit bigger, you know, Adult Spread started coming up, because I always loved hip-hop, so I was rapping at the lunch tables, you know, beating on the table and doing freestyles and things like that in high school. So I wanted to change the name from Lil Black or something like that, because a lot of people in the industry already had a lot of Lil in front of their name. So I was like, I'm going to switch this and make it Yeah That Black so it can be unique, you know. So I ran with that, and my name was Yeah That Black from when I was with my 211 crew, which we which was me, a guy named G, and another guy named Clutch. And we was recording like a studio apartment, in my studio apartment, and this was like 2008, 2009. So I always wanted to jump into music, but I didn't know the outlet to do it.
Okay. Tell everyone a little bit more about that song we just heard.
Right Vibe was actually was Miss T's song, and she basically said, "Look, Black, I got this song. You feel me? I want you to get on it. I think your voice sit well on it." And you know, and she sung it, and when she sung it, you know, I got the feeling for it, and I wrote my verse, and it just came. You know, Trey worked his magic. My man Trey Morton, he worked his magic. And chopped it up, did what he had to do, we did what we had to do, and it came out to be a good song.
Yes, it is. Okay. So tell the world about where you come from.
Well, I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. A lot of people call it Baltimore. A lot of people call it Murderland. From this, you know, it's, I'm not going to say Verma, because it's not like the numbers don't lie, but, you know, it's a city that, you know, people let it go at a lot. But a little bit where I'm from, I was born over West Baltimore. I stayed over West Baltimore in an area called White Lock City. I stayed there until I was like 5, 6 years old. After that, I ended up moving to like Pimlico up in the Park Heights area. Then I dropped back down to the top part of White Rock, because it was like a top part and a bottom part, what they used to call it. And this was like closer to the other side. So then I moved over to southeast Baltimore, which is O'Donnell Heights. And I stayed in that community from like middle school all the way through high school. So I always had, like, my way around the city, from, like, bouncing from east to west to South Baltimore, because I lived in, like, basically where I knew people. So that's one of the reasons why a lot of people know me, because I live, like, all over the city. So a lot of people be like, yo, what size you rep? Like, I'm like, I rep Baltimore, because I know everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, a lot of people don't know who I am, so either they know me through music, or I went to school with them, or I know their little brother, or I know their little sister, know a cousin or something. So, yeah, so, but it's a cool city. A lot of people, you know, try to make it seem like it's something that it's not. You know, it's not full of violence
right.
and murders and drugs like
people exactly.
make it to be. You know, it's a lot of life in it.
Exactly.
You know,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of caring
mm-hmm.
people here. There's a lot of people that love to give and help out each other. You know, it's not all violent and all, like, hostility. And it's not like a city where you got to be on your toes and make sure you always got to guard up. You know, it's not that. So a lot of people, I know you look at The Wire. A lot of people reference The Wire a lot. I know you look from the outside looking in and like, no, you know, I hear a lot. No one murder capital. Like, don't be scared to come to Baltimore. Like, it's not everything that is broadcast to be. People will get paid to broadcast the negativity part. You know, positive really gets swept underneath the rug.
Right. Hmm. So who is your music influence? Your music influence?
I have many. I have many. Many
yeah.
people inspire me. When it comes to like successful people, which is people that made it already in the industry or actually set a stone. Had the pleasure to open up for Big Daddy Kane, and that was one of the people that I looked up to. Also Rakim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, the greats, Big Pot, Easy, Big L, mm-hmm. those categories, you know. When it comes more
mm-hmm.
to me getting older and more of my era of hip hop, from the 90s into the like early 2000s, it was more, you know, Lil Wayne Lights Out was like my first CD that I ever purchased. And 50 Cent was a real inspiration to me as well. I like the way he moved. I like the way he moves in the industry, like the way he lined up his puzzles and pieces together and lined them up to make, you know, a lot of profit. Like his numbers accumulated. And a lot of things that he done in the hip-hop business and movies and production is just, you know, tremendous what he has accomplished in the year span that he's been there. There's a lot of artists that haven't reached everything that he touched, you know, with 20, and they've been in it for 20 years, you know, 20 years plus. So when I seen how fast he can get it, you feel me, it made me like, yo, I can get into it and get it too, you know. So he's one of my inspirations as well. When it comes to local, I had people like Pump, which is a Baltimore artist that was with Def Jam. Rest in peace to Smash. Smash is
mm-hmm.
one of my inspirations, you know. A lot of people reference us as sounding similar because of our voices. You know, we got that deep, raspy voice, but he was definitely an inspiration. I love his word. His wordplay was tremendous.
Right.
Another person is Tyree Coleone. He was a person that helped me when it came to like writing structure, because I was more of a freestyler at first. You know, I didn't really know how to put my songs in like bar format. I used to write them like poems, because I used to write poetry too when I was younger. But he was one of my inspirations, you know. And then another person that helped mentor me in the game was an artist by the name of Lady Beast. He helped me like get around the scene. So those are my inspirations and people that help me get, you know, far as music wise.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what songs with other people have you been on?
Well, far as like working with?
Yeah, like other people you work with. Like name some of the people that you worked with on music. Y'all done came up with something together or made something?
Let me see. Artists by a lot of Hustle Hard Boulevard members I featured with. One of them was Bad Girl T. Of course, I had songs with Tyree Coleone. I had songs with Lady B. I have a song with an artist named Tata G that's here. Voice Daddy Man is one of the artists. He actually had a project that we was working on an EP. This was Best of Both Hoods. He's actually an R&B artist. Leo Lyrics, Foxy T, the name Some Small, I mean the name Will Free, Miss Kitty, Miss Titty is another one that I work with. Duckside. I work with an artist by the name of Duckside. I forgot his first name. I know it was crazy. But it was like years back. And also Menace, Body More Menace. I work with Body More Menace. And,
I heard of the person name. It might be the wrong one, though. I might be thinking of another kitty. Her name was Kitty Cat.
No, this artist is Miss Kitty. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a new girl that just came out, and I love her music, and they call her Kitty Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, tell everyone how to get in touch with you. If they want to listen to your music, hear anything, anything.
How
can they get in touch?
You can get in contact with me by Yeah That Black is YADATBLACC. That's on Facebook and Instagram. On SoundCloud is Yeah That Black 410. My email address is Yeah That Black. The black is spelled with a K, so it's YADATBLACK @gmail.com. Also, if you wanna order any clothing, because I have my own design, you know, with shirts and hoodies. If you wanna order anything that, you can hit any of my social medias, and you can get in contact with me by that way as well. Also, I have a video that's on YouTube now. It's called From the Heart to Wanna Be Love. Also, I have this crazy on YouTube. The song that you just heard, Right Vibes, is on YouTube, and I have a whole channel. If you just look up Yeah That Black, you can find me on there as well.
Okay. You're listening to Keeping It Real, Real Talk with Kimberly Anderson, Atlanta Mix 108. With Music Nation. You can call in to speak to my guests at 1-516-531-9475. Okay, and so how do you come up with your songs? I mean, how do you come up with your music?
Okay, A lot of my music is storytelling. You know, it's a lot of life experiences. You know, I don't really like to go over the head too much with music and make up things that I haven't experienced, because it's not a lot of emotion into it. I'm a more performing artist, so I like to put emotion and aggression into it. So a lot of my music comes from even what somebody around me has experienced or what I'm experiencing myself. So, for example, somebody can be going through a breakup, you know. It don't technically has to be me. Somebody could be going through a breakup. And, you know, I have female friends and male friends, and sometimes female friends are more talkative about their breakups to things. So she'll tell me a certain about this, or, you know, she was going through this, and then I get something from somebody else, or I see that event on the TV or something, and then it'll just get me in my thought. And then I just listen to a beat, and I catch a beat, and I like the melody of it, and then I just let that beat play. And as the beat play, eventually, if I zone out into it, you know, I get right, sip my wine or whatnot, you know, put a little fog in the air, and then the beat will start. I'm not going to say it'll start talking to me, but it'll start a flow. And that flow, I catch it through the beat. And when it's flowing, I like mumble. And I'll be like, you know. And then that mumble end up turning into words. And then I just write it down. And throughout the day, I come up with different bars in my head. And I just write it down, strategizing, and that I come up to a song.
Okay.
You know, so... It's different things for my music. You know, how I create it is different. So one way can be me telling a story. Another way can be if I'm featuring somebody, I can just go off the hook. You know, that'd be my main idea. and then I just get that support in details. It's almost like a paragraph, you know, like writing an essay almost.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And at what age did you start making music?
Oh, when I first started making music around, I'm going to say, 6th, 7th grade. In a music class, and this music class that we had, I don't remember the teacher name, but he had took this Mario beat, right? And he had a little beatbox in his classroom, and he took a little Mario beat, like, and he was playing with it, and, you know, every time you would get out, it'll show like the little, you know.
Right.
So he took it and did that, right? So it was hard, you right? And then, like, maybe like a couple of months later, this was like first or second quarter, like a couple of months later, Lil Flip had came out with that song. It was something called Game Over. And I'll never forget it. I was so mad because I was like, yo, my teacher came up with that first, right? He was so bad. So we went to him. And we recorded this song, and it was called It's a Cruel World. And that was one of my first songs that I actually got on. And from that, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, I like this. You feel me? And I started taking little songs and mixing them and trying to, like, throw my own little words in them. So I take, like, a 50 Cent song, and I'd be like, yeah, like, you can find me in a tub. So kind of, mommy, I got what you need if you want to get scrub. So it was like something like that, right? And then after that, I started writing little poetry to my girlfriends, you feel me? I used to love, like, using my words with the ladies, right? So I write little words. I write little poems to them. Like, for, like, Valentine's Day, I never purchased a card because my mother used to tell me, like, if you won't give a card, you write it from the heart. Right, so I used to write poems to my mother on Mother's Day and Valentine's Day when I was young. So I started doing them to my girlfriends, like, yeah, you know, to see your eyes is amazing, like the sun when it rises. I want to rub your back. A round of applause, and I just want to applaud you and get on my knees and pleasure you. So I used to just write poems and stuff like that, and I just used to see the expression that females got, and I took it from there, and then I started throwing it in the music, and that's how I was, you know?
Okay. All right. Tell me, what advice can you give to the up-and-coming artists, like anybody that's trying to get into what you're doing? What advice can you give to younger people?
First of all, get familiar with the word no. Because it's going to come around a lot. As you coming up, a lot of people are not going to give you a chance. They're going to be like, maybe next time. You got to get adjusted to hearing that and know that that person's no isn't the end. You can keep going. It's just a way that you went. That roadblock, you can get another way, you know? So just stay active at it and practice on it and read up about it. Don't just rap just to be rapping because you feel like it's going to get you a check. Doctors go to school to perfect their craft. Lawyers go to school to perfect their craft. This hip-hop isn't something that you just jump into. Basketball players, they've been playing since they were kids, go to high school, go to college, they practice. You can't just jump into music and think that you can just jump on the track and just ride the beat and say nothing. This is disrespect to the culture. Because it was created for a different meaning. So if you're not even sticking to the meaning that it was created for, then what's the point of doing it? You know, it don't make sense, you know? So make sure that you go back and you read up about the legends, people like DJ Kool Herc. You look up people like Grandmaster Flash. You look up people like Rakim, and you look up people like KRS-One. And you study their format, so you make sure that you pay attention. Because when you listen to their music, and then you listen to that 90s music, and then you listen to the music now, you'll be actually ahead of the game. Because they didn't have all that. They only had what they started with. We have everything from what they started with to now. You know, they had less to sample. Now we have generations of samples, you know. So just broaden your mind and your focus when it comes to your music, and don't go in somebody else's lane. Because if someone else is already signed, they don't need a double. You know, you have to be
right.
You have to stick out. There has to be something about you that no one else has to offer, and you can do that. So just make sure that you have your head in the game. Get used to the word no, and when you start hearing yes, don't get big-headed and forget that you used to hear no. That's all I really got to say.
Right. That sounds good. I agree. I agree with that. You are now listening to Keeping It Real, Real Talk with Kimberly Anderson on Atlanta Mix 108 with Music Nation. Now, this is the other part of the show. Wow. this is the Spice It Up session, okay?
Cool.
I don't know if you've been, if you haven't heard about, everybody doesn't know about, but this is the Spice It Up session, okay? Now, if there's anything that's being asked, let me know that you do not want to answer it, okay? Okay, I had asked the 100 women, what is it that they want to know about the different artists that I be interviewing? Mm-hmm. And out of a hundred women, okay, I kept 8 of the questions. Eight of the answers that they gave me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, out of 8, I'm going to ask you those 8. Number 1, what do you think about a sexless marriage or a relationship?
A sexless marriage or relationship is a sexless marriage or relationship that won't last.
Okay.
If you want me to elaborate more, I think that people lose the interest. Like, when you first meet somebody, it's not about anything else. It's more about attraction. So if you set that stone that way, if the beginning of your relationship was sex, then that means that was the basement of your relationship. Some people have friends. You start off as friends, and that's the basement of your relationship. But that's the basement of your relationship. So if you start off with sex and you take it away, your relationship is going to crumble. If you don't start off with sex and you take it away, it might last a little bit longer, but it's still going to end up getting taken away because people have to support that, have to please their flesh just more than they even please their soul. So it's not going to work. Nope.
Okay. Is it important for a woman to cook, clean, have children, and work?
It's not really important. I think that women have elevated their self in life to actually going out in the field and working amongst men as well, and they bring that dollar home as well. So I think that it would be asking for a little bit too much if you say I need to cook, clean, do this, and work. I'm not saying that you don't have to. I'm just saying that it's not, you should be helped. Like, your partner should be able to help you in that situation. You know, I don't think that you should be doing it all by yourself. You know, I don't really agree with that part. But women, I mean, it's all about, the thing about it is a lot of women like to live a certain way. You know, us men don't really care. We stay in our little dungeon. So, you know, that's more the particular part. So if you know you like to keep your house like this, or you like to do that, then you're going to do it yourself. Me, I'm the type of guy that if it get a little bit out of hand, then I'm going to jump in because I know that you're leaving it for me.
Right. Okay. What do you feel as a man? What is a man's duty as a man?
A man's duty, number one, is to take care of your child. You know, that's mm-hmm. one of the things that you have to do as a man. That's one of the only missions that we know that God gave us. You know, you have to harvest the seed. You have to watch it. Another thing is, you know, you have to provide. And you don't have to provide all in finance. A lot of people think money is the only way to provide. No money,
okay.
period. But you can provide time, you know.
Exactly.
You know, provide that mm-hmm. time. Be there. You know, if you can't buy no shoes, you can't pay for their education, you ain't got no money to take them to the doctors or something. Like, be there to teach
mm-hmm.
them, you know. Also, protect. You know, you have to protect your family,
right.
which means that don't bring that unnecessary negativity to your home, you know. It's
right.
not always about fighting. It's about keeping those evil people from out your home, too, not letting too many people in, you know. So that main thing is to take care of your kid, be responsible,
mm-hmm.
provide, and protect.
Okay. Okay, do you fall in love fast?
I wouldn't say fast. I'd say that I have feelings for people over there genuinely. If they're genuine to me and I can feel the genuine, then I actually give them that chance. I believe in giving people the benefit of the doubt. So unless you did something to me, I don't really judge you off of what anyone else has to say. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, so on that, you know, I think I just lost track of what I was saying, you know. But yeah, so I'm a genuine person, so on that behalf, you know, I just go for the vibe. If you make me feel good, you know, I'll fall for you. But only thing about me falling for you, if I fall for you quick,
mm-hmm.
it's easier for me to fall out quick.
Mhm. I know that feeling. Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing about it. I can fall quick, and then I fall out quick. So the longer it takes me to build those feelings, the longer it'll last.
Mhm. Let's see. Okay. I'm not gonna ask the other two over there. I'm gonna ask these two. Like, it's the last two. Okay, last two, I'm going to ask you, what makes you attractive to a woman?
Natural. I don't really like makeup too much.
Mm-hmm.
I can really do without the weave and all that. You know, you can wear it outside in public, but, you know, I want to see if you got cornrows. If you got cornrows, like Queen Latifah, and set it off, then let them cornrows
mm-hmm.
show. You know, don't be fake with me, you know. If you want to do it for the public, cool, but while we're in the house, I want to see you. I like women that's natural, you know. Also, a loving, caring woman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that's not all about herself. Someone that goes hard for my goals just as much as hers, you know. That actually is a big turn-off for me. Also, you know, somebody that has a good head on their shoulder, peace of mind. You know, knowing what they want to do. Have a retirement plan set up. We getting up there, you know. Know what you want to be in life, or go hard for, and not easy to give up. And you know, I I'm a brush man, so if she got some brush on her, I'll let that too, you know. But looks don't really. You gotta have that pretty face. As long as you got that pretty cute face or that baby face, I'm all over you.
Okay. I'm gonna wrap this up. I'm gonna wrap our pillow talk up. Okay, this is our spice it up session. I didn't get a chance to ask you all the questions, but I asked you everything except two. So what I wanna say is, because we don't have that much time, we only have one like a little bit. So I'm gonna say nice having you tonight. It's been a pleasure talking to you on Keeping It Real, Real Talk with Kimberly Anderson, Atlanta Mix 108 with Music Nation. I would like to have you back anytime. You already know all you gotta do is call X.
Alrighty.
And next week we are going to have, let's see if I do this fast enough, we might got time to I'll get the two questions in. Let's see. Next week, November 14th, we're going to have Brother Ock. He's an up-and-coming rapper from Baltimore, Maryland. And we don't have time to do two questions, but we do have time to do...
When your kids ain't home, when I'm laying alone, when I